Like to call to order a regular meeting of the Unalaska City Council. It's called to order at 6 p.m. Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. I'll ask Councilman Nicholson to read our mission statement.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Tungle?
Here.
Mr. Longo? Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Mr. Bell?
Present.
Mr. Tudikoff?
Here. Thank you. Do you have a quorum? Welcome everyone in the gallery here this evening and all those on the Zoom. Being here, we got the Unalaska Fire Department, the EMTs and directors for the city, all pretty much all present. At this time I would like to read the mayor's proclamation. Excuse me, we'll go to Pledge of Allegiance, please. And Councilman Vice Mayor Tungle will lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Tungle. Bringing up that, passed it right up. Next, we'll continue the proclamation recognizing the outstanding service to the City of Unalaska Department of Fire and Emergency Medical Services. Whereas the brave men and women of the City of Unalaska Department of Fire and Emergency Medical Services consistently demonstrate unwavering dedication to the safety and well-being of our community. And whereas the service to the community, the fire department crew lends to their service to build wire, while the community's independence fireworks was on display. Whereas on the late night of July 3rd, 2024, just before the fireworks show was to begin, a fire erupted at the Eagle View Elementary School, requiring the immediate response of our fire department. And whereas the very firefighters who had spent countless hours to build and wire the fireworks display answered a call to action at the school without hesitation, prioritizing the safety of our residents while missing the display they worked so hard to build. And whereas even after a night of service that stretched into early morning hours of July 4th, these dedicated firefighters showed up to wash fire trucks in preparation for a community parade and wowed the crowd during the parade that participated in the Unalaska Senior Center's 4th of July event at the Tudikoff Park, and then diligently returned to clean up after the fireworks show, showcasing their unwavering commitment to our community. Now, therefore, I, Vincent M. Tudikoff, Sr., Mayor of the City of Unalaska, do proclaim July 23rd, 2024, as a day to recognize and honor the outstanding service of the City of Unalaska's Fire Department. We extend our deepest gratitude to both the paid staff, volunteers of the Fire Department, and their selfless dedication, bravery, and tireless commitment to the safety of our community. Their actions on July 3rd and 4th embody the true spirit of public service and inspired us all. so proclaimed this 23rd day of July 2024. Thank you very much. Thank you for the work that you do. I know it's a really tough job, and I appreciate all the dedication that you, all of you in the fire department and EMTs put in to keep our community safe. Again, thank you very much. All right, next is the adoption of the agenda. May I have a motion and a second to support adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson, seconded by Councilman Tungle. If there's no objection, hearing no objection, the agenda is adopted. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the proposed minutes of June 25th and July 2nd, 2024 special meeting as presented.
I move to approve minutes of previous meeting, June 25th, 2024, and the July 2nd, 2024 special meeting.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Nicholson to adopt the minutes of June 25th, 2024, July 2nd, 2024 special meeting. If there is no objection, the proposed minutes are approved. Next item is the reports. First item is a draft June financials. I'll turn this over to our city manager, and welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening, City Council members and members of the public. So you have in before you, it's the draft monthly financials for June, and I think basically that's the last month of the operating year. So while we'll still wait for the audit and to confirm, have everything reconciled, you can get a general feel for how we did, and the total general fund revenues. The budget was $35 million. Fiscal year 2024, what we received year-to-date was about $11 million over that, $46 million. Our total operating expenses were budgeted at $32 million, and we came in 88% of that at $28 million. And there's other reports in there that I'm happy to try and answer if you have questions.
Thank you. Is there any questions or comments on the June financials? Councilman Luby?
So I was just kind of curious. I was just looking over the proprietary funds, and the housing and the airport, they didn't seem to cover the operating expenses without help from the general fund. And I was just curious how it the survey you did for the rents, has that been completed and where we might be with that?
That's going to be presented to you at the next meeting, I believe.
Okay.
We just went through it this morning. It's either the first or the second meeting in August.
Okay.
I have it in my head right. But
perfect. I was just curious how it came out. Thanks.
The first meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. Any further questions? Councilman Bell or Councilman Longo, if you're on.
No questions from Council Member Bell. Key message and no question.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay. That next item under reports is the city managers. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Let me get to that page. All right, so there's a couple of things that I'd like to point out on the city manager report. The Resource Development Council and Outreach Visit is scheduled for August 7th through 9th. They have a planned agenda that includes visits with the mayor, council, OC, the UVB, and others here on the island. And I know my staff will be meeting with them. Then we received notification of an award for the energy efficiency program. We applied for $200,000. We don't yet know what we are being awarded, but of course we will keep you posted. APIA has made a request for city-owned property. That would be the property between City Hall and Jim Morris's chiropractic clinic. So basically behind our parking lot. And they are trying to construct a new primary care clinic, and we're gathering information from them that we've requested to be able to better evaluate what their needs are. What's going on with this here? We have finally closed out the case of Wells versus the City of Onalaska. And after the long delay, the City of Onalaska has been dismissed from the lawsuit brought by the pilots in relation to the Penner accident of October 2019. So that's good news. Marjorie was kind enough to go ahead and give an update on where we are with all of the requests, city manager directives. So if you have any questions on where some of those are, I'd be happy to try and go through those. You see our staffing update. We currently have 19 openings. Seems like we made a blip up for some reason. Today we received a check for the Tanner Crab Disaster Relief Fund of $270,000. And I'd like to congratulate and publicly acknowledge our city clerk, Ms. Carlin McDong, who has received her designation as a certified municipal clerk. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
And that concludes my report. Unless you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay, thank you. And council member has questions or comments on city manager report? Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. I want to say thank you for the summary on the summary on all the directives that have been out. I know I've seen this in previous manager report. It's always nice to be able to keep track of them. It looks like there's quite a few of them, so it's always, we kind of forget. I do have a question, though. We do have one, the development of the investment policy statement. That was back in February. It's not listed on there. So I'm wondering what the status of that one is.
Second meeting in August, we'll have Mr. Bill Learman. He's actually scheduled for the first. I will be in Anchorage that Tuesday night. Marjorie will be covering the meeting. And then our legal council will be here the second meeting. And of course, we've all three worked together on that. So Bill is considering coming for the second meeting in August so that they'll be here to present their typical reports and then be able to go over that. So that'll be coming to you here in a month.
Okay, great. Thank you. It's been a long time coming. It's a big step if we should choose to move with that one. So like I said, it was just missing and just was wanting an update. So thank you for putting these in there.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Any further questions for city manager on this report? Councilman Bell or Councilman Longo? Are they on?
I believe Councilman Bell is on. I don't believe Councilman Longo is on.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. Any further questions? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item. Board and Commission minutes. No presentation. The Historic Preservation Commission, January 18, 2024 minutes are included in the packet for review. Next item is a community input and announcement. This time for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use a microphone, and state your name.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of council. I just have some announcements about upcoming events at PCR. We have a busy weekend coming up. There will be a tea party at the library for kids on Saturday at 1 o'clock. We're hoping to have good weather so we can be outside. And then that evening from 5 to 7:30, we'll have music in the park at Sitka Spruce Park. So again, hoping for the sunshine that day. We'll have free food and entertainment, open mic, hopefully some live music. So come on out and enjoy with us. The pool will host a dive-in movie on August 2nd, that's a Friday, at 6:30. So you can bring your floaties and float in the pool and watch a movie. And then later in August, we'll have soccer camp for kindergarten through 12th grade. And the days and dates, days and times vary depending on the age of the student. So you can check the PCR website at unalaskapcr.com to find the details on that. You can also check our app. And while you're there on the website or in the app, you can take our survey that we have. It's live right now. And you can give input on our upcoming parks master plan. So we want to hear from you and from everybody. Tell us what you think about shaping the future of PCR. Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, Council, and community of Unalaska, I just wanted to let the community know, and you all know that we've started the pavement sealing. We planned that about 3 years ago. My apologies. And so how that works is they're going to pick some, we did a test strip today. I apologize. Yep, we did a test strip today to see how long it would dry, take to dry, and kind of just figure out some of the parameters that we'll be working under with it. it's really sensitive to the rain. It's an environmentally friendly product. With that said, it does have a little bit of an odor to it when it's first applied, and it takes about, we're thinking about 2 hours with the temperatures we have here for it to totally dry. Once it's dry, it's clear. It won't harm our cars if we drive on it wet. But it is going to be a little bit of an inconvenience to the community while we're trying to do this work. I'd love to give you a schedule, but we're not going to be able to do that just because it is so weather dependent. Today we were trying to figure out if we could do it or not because of the moisture in the air. And then after lunch, we decided to give it a try. So what our plan is we're going to do some public outreach just to let you know a little bit more about the product. I've got some flyers for you guys too as well. And, you know, it's not, we don't, it is an environmentally friendly product, but it will, it's made out of soy oil and some other products, but if you get it wet, contact it on your skin, it could cause some irritation to the skin. But other than that, it's supposed to be pretty good. So just trying to let the community heads up in advance. I know there was some concern today while we're doing the test strips and community members were concerned. So we'll have safety data sheets if anybody wants them. I'll be putting these flyers up on the city website. And if you have any questions, I'll try to answer.
Do you have an idea of where you're starting? I mean, you said you did a test strip. I don't.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, we started out in the valley. Holly Lane, I think is the name of the street. Yeah, I'm not as good with streets. I'm still working on the rock by the house. And but we started on Holly Street and worked our way out toward Public Works. So we got all of Holly Lane done, both sides. And then on Broadway, we have the incoming lane done up to the welding business that's there. Alpha Welding, thank you. We're to there, and that's where we stopped. So the requirements say it takes about an hour to drive, but in our conditions, it's going to take a little bit longer. So the whole time it's going to be flagged. We're going to try and work intersection to intersection throughout town. And throughout till we hit the end of the pavement to North Pacific. It is going to be an inconvenience to the community while we're doing that. We'll try to make it not as, we'll try to make it as least inconvenience as we possibly can.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tungle.
Yeah, you know, some of those the GCI did when they crossed those roads. Are you guys going to be planning on doing something on those strip? They're getting bad. They're getting deeper in this.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Tungle, Councilman Tungle. We do have a plan. I've reached out to GCI to finalize what their plan was. They did have a plan. They hired a contractor to do that work. Unfortunately, that business kind of dissolved, so they had to start over. Their plan is now they're going to come out, and we're actually going to go with them here this next week and define the worst case scenarios that we have and get them to remediate those ones as best they can. And then they're coming out next season, the summer season next year, to do a permanent fix. And that sounds like they're going to hire Connect to do that with to actually do a proper asphalting patch on those cutouts.
Thank you. At least they're doing something.
Thank you. Is there further questions or comments for Public Works Director? Councilman?
Mr. Mayor, thank you, though. I want to commend Scott and his crew. He knows I've badgered him a little bit about this project because we always talk about maintaining our infrastructure, and this is one of those primary examples, and it hasn't been done since it was put down. And so I know it does sound like it could be an inconvenience to our community, but it's a convenience to have these paved roads. So I hope you'll understand and work with us, and I'm really happy to see it being done. So to him and his crew, I salute them. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. Ready to watch? Question? No. Okay. Anyone else in the chambers? City Clerk, has anyone written comments submitted or to anyone on Zoom?
Catherine McGlashan submitted the following flyers to be announced tonight. So CVB in APICDA will have a summer car wash fundraiser in front of the UVB office at Safeway on July 24th at 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And they also have Roald Amundsen will be returning on Thursday, July 25th, arriving at 8 p.m. and then departing at 5 p.m. And finally, they have the CVB is cordially inviting folks to a special night to meet and greet Jude Newkirk. He is the special guest photographer for CVB. And this will be on Friday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at 2029 Airport Beach Road. And that's all that was submitted, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further community announcements or input, we'll move on to the next item. Next is a public comment on agenda items. This time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. We don't want to wait until the item comes up on the regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. Does anyone wish to speak? City Clerk, has written comments submitted or on Zoom or phone wish to speak?
No, sir. No one submitted anything.
Okay, thank you. Next up is a work session. May I have a motion and a second to go into a work session, please?
I make a motion to go into the work session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson, seconded by Councilman Luby. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we are in a work session at 6:25. First item on the work session is to discuss changes to the school budget with Kim Hanisch, Unalaska City School District Superintendent. I'll turn this over to the city manager to introduce.
Thank you. So as you recall, through our budgeting process, Dr. Hanisch had made their presentation and said that if anything changed with their budget, they would let the city know. And they did do that. They notified the city there were changes in the school funding for FY25. And tonight's discussion is to delve into the details of those funding discussions and where the school is at in terms of commitments from the state. So I'd like to invite Dr. Hanisch up if she'd like to speak to the council, basically, about it's actually a positive situation for the school, but it leaves some additional money on their books. And the question is, does the city want to do anything to amend our budgeting, or do we want to support them having an actual fund balance? Because as a public organization, they really don't typically have a fund balance. So, Dr. Hanisch?
I'm not a doctor, so I don't want to give myself too much credit on that one. And then also, I can't be expected to know so much, right? So yes, we did get good news. One, our projected ending fund balance was about $200,000 more than what we thought. So just through savings as well as a calculation through the funding formula, we ended up better this year. Then in addition, the state did approve a additional appropriation for all districts throughout the state in the equivalent of $680 to the base student allocation. So it's still outside the funding formula, but it uses the same formula for $680 per student is basically how it does. For us, that's a total of about $640,000 extra. So with both of those together, our projected fund balance for fiscal year 25 is now sitting closer to $800,000 versus being in the red, if you remember when we first came to you in the spring.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments for Superintendent? Councilman
is there
Bowman?
Any-
So thank you for bringing this back. Yes, when I was heard that they increased the student-based allocation, that was good news. And sorry, let me speak into this better. And so, it doesn't surprise me that you're back because this was one of the caveats that we increase our thing. And if this does come to fruition, come forward. I think one of the key things here for me is the fact that the governor, or this was just a one-time thing. I think that if this was, they were going to adjust this student allocation where it should be for ever, you know, and then I might be singing a different tune and readjusting where we gave. But because this is a one-time deal, I really am wary of making any changes. So I'm of mind at this point to just leave things well where we're at, given our current financial situation too. Feel especially after this last fiscal year, are seeing where we're at. This is where I want my investment money to go to. So considering those things. Thank you for bringing this forward. I'm glad this is good positive news. I'm always glad when we have this kind of conversation instead of others. So at this point, I would not be looking to change anything and consider that, you know, what we were able to allow, we're just going to leave it at that.
Thank you.
Councilman Tungle?
I kind of view the same way. I think I'll leave it alone too. And I want to see the school to have a fund balance. Any kind of emergency, I think you guys got to be able to dip into something instead of coming to us. So I'll be supporting to keep it and have a fine balance for us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Luby.
Yeah, I'm of the same opinion that I don't want to take anything away from the school. I think that you guys have a tough enough time as it is, and you're probably going to have some repairs to do after the fire as well. And the fund balance is actually not even 10%. So I think that you need to keep that and use it for what you need it. And if there's a shortfall next year, then you still have that as well. So anyway, but thanks for bringing it back. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. And just to mention the fire, there was absolutely no damage to the building with that. The AC unit that's supposed to cool the server room, basically the fan of it was what burned. There's no smoke damage. There's no soot. It's truly a miracle. Like, I went in there, I'm like, what? Where was the fire? So we got very, very lucky. And so we're replacing the cooling system. Upgrading to something that's going to keep the room cooler so we don't even have to worry when it gets hot again. But thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions, Councilman Nicholson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am in favor of, as well, keeping you guys with fund balance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council Bell?
Yeah, I don't really have much to add to that. I would echo the sentiment of my fellow counselors there and just leave the budget where it was at. It's always going to be good to have some kind of cushion there, seeing how the future's uncertain. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. I, too, support to keep the funding. I understand there's a lot of maintenance that needs to be taken care of, and hopefully that'll alleviate some of the problem.
Yeah, it will. Appreciate definitely
you bringing it forward to us and letting us know what we're dealing with. Thank you.
Thank you. And if I could just make one last comment, I talked with other superintendents throughout the state and how I approach this, and they were very, I don't think one of them was not shocked that we were going to have this conversation. The relationships are very unique here, and to build off the trust that's been built between the district and the city over the years, it's my pleasure to be here before you. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. City of Unalaska has always supported the school first in a lot of their funding, and we do so because we have a great school district. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next. Let's see. I request a motion and a second to return to regular session.
I make a motion to go into the regular session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson, seconded by Councilman Tungle. And if there's no objections, hearing no objections, we're back in the regular session at 6:35 p.m. We are now in a regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda item must sign up with the city clerk. First item on the agenda, regular agenda, is Resolution 2024-33, authorizing the city manager to enter into a memorandum of agreement with the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, committing the city to funding, management, ownership, operations and maintenance responsibilities for the Captain's Bay Road paving project. I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2024-33.
I move to adopt Resolution 2024-33.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Nicholson. I'll turn this over to the city manager for introduction.
Yes, thank you. So this is follow-up work after the announcement that we received support for the Captain's Bay Road project. The MOA basically stipulates that we have to adopt a resolution committing ourselves to all those aspects that the mayor just read into the record. And I support the resolution and its adoption.
All right. Thank you, City Manager, is there questions or comments from council? Councilman Coleman.
As you presented a draft form. Has this been finalized?
I don't, if it was finalized, you would have got a final form.
Well, I mean, when it was sent out, it could have been finalized within the last couple of days.
I'd have to check. Today's my first day back, so I apologize. I'll look into that.
I'm a little bit, well, I'm going to just say I'm a lot hesitant about entering into a draft form. I think the last time we looked at an MOA, we got a little bit of egg on our face because it hadn't been reviewed and hadn't been completed. So I think it's a little presumptuous. In fact, I'm going to make a motion to postpone this resolution until the next meeting.
Councilman Coleman is making a motion, is correct?
Yes.
To postpone until the next regular meeting. I have a question on effect of a postponement from the city manager.
Oh, Mr. Brown, Public Works Director's approach. I would like to remind the council that you authorize me to enter into the agreement.
I have a motion. I'd be happy to discuss it if we can get a second, and then we can vote on it.
I'll second it so we can talk about it.
Been moved and seconded by Councilman Luby, to move the motion to postpone for discussion. Councilman Coleman?
Yes. So anyway, we're trying to adopt a resolution on a draft. And so I'm not saying that I'm opposed to this. I'm saying that I don't know why we'd be adopting something that hasn't been finalized that could change. And so maybe you can set the record straight, but it doesn't seem clear to me that this is why we would take the step now as opposed to later when we've had, because it clearly says that it is being reviewed by all parties, and should subsequently something change, then we've already adopted something that has changed. So I would prefer to adopt a final version. So maybe there's some steps that I'm not understanding better, and I'll be happy to listen.
So what is your question, whether our legal department has reviewed it, or because it clearly states legal has reviewed it?
It says here that we are working with DOT and PAFPF and to finalize the agreement. Says it's in draft and it's still being reviewed. So usually when you have a draft and still being reviewed, is a possibility for changes.
Correct.
So again, I am hesitant to move into an MOA when it hasn't been finalized.
Mr. Brown, can you approach the dais?
Mr. Mayor, Council, I don't have much to add to that. It still is in a draft form. We have gone through legal review with our legal team, and those comments have been turned over to the state, and we're waiting to hear response back from the state. So that's where we're at on that, and don't really anticipate any big changes in that. But again, I can't foresee the future, but our legal team has reviewed it, and we're just waiting to hear back from the state.
Thank
you. Councilman Coleman.
So I don't understand. Is this a timing? Why can't we do this and agree to a final version at a more appropriate time when we have that available to us?
Let's see.
Restate your comment, please. I was looking up something.
I just said that I don't see why we can't review a final version when it is available. Bring it back. That's hence the postponement. I'm not looking to postpone until the next meeting. And if this is a time thing, then to have a special meeting. If it's time is of the essence for the signing, I'm hesitant to sign anything that's in draft or agree to anything that's in draft.
I'm trying to understand that the resolution is authorizing the city manager into a memorandum of agreement with the state of Alaska and DOT. I don't see where it says it's a draft. Councilman Tungle?
Yeah, a lot of times we approve this draft even before. If there's any changes, the city manager, I usually don't sign into. I mean, this is just an agreement between the two to move forward. But a lot of times with the DOT, that there's not much changes that we see, and it's pretty much minimal when we see this thing when they come back to us. So I think I'll be supporting whatever the resolution the way it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion, Councilman Luby.
So if we were to approve it as is and there was a change, would you have to still come back to us?
No.
Okay.
You're authorizing me to enter into the agreement on behalf of the city. This is basics. So you understand what we're doing. As the councilwoman so politely pointed out, a previous problem. It's totally different, but I'd be happy to go over that with her whenever she'd like to.
Okay. So we're just basically approving that we're authorizing you to enter into an agreement, whatever that agreement ends up being.
Yes. You've been doing this for a long time.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion on the motion to postpone to the next meeting? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call vote on the motion to postpone to next regular meeting.
Yes, Mayor. Mr. Bell?
No.
Ms. Luby?
No.
Mr. Nicholson?
No.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
No.
On a roll call vote of four nays and one yes, the motion to postpone fails. Back to the main motion, adopting resolution 2024-33. Further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call. Councilman Bell?
Yeah, let me just if I could make a quick comment. I completely agreed with the sentiments of Ms. Coleman there, or Councilman Coleman. However, in this case, I don't see where there would be any substantial changes that could come back that would dramatically affect this project or this resolution. So I'll support this resolution.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Back to the main motion, resolution 2024-33. I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
We have five yeses and zero nays. Motion to adopt resolution 2024-33 has passed. Next item is Resolution 2024-34, authorizing the city manager to enter into agreement with Regan Engineering PC for the construction, engineering, and inspection services for the Captain's Bay Road Waterline Project. May I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2024-34?
I make a motion to adopt Resolution 2024-34.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson, second by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn this over to the city manager for introduction.
Thank you. This is in a way a companion to the case we were just discussing. The general scope of work under this agreement requires Reagan Engineering to provide construction inspection, construction contract administration, and engineering support for the duration of the project. Reagan Engineering has a long history of providing this expertise in a variety of city CMMP projects in the past, and I recommend approval. Support the staff recommendation.
Thank you. Council discussion at this time? Questions or comments? Councilman Luby?
So this is because we don't have a city engineer, and so we need to hire outside, is that correct?
Well, it's really, we don't have a construction manager.
Okay.
And it's caused us problems in the past when that wasn't taken into consideration. So I'd like to make sure that we are focusing on the right things.
I agree. I think we need somebody overseeing a project. And, you know, when we don't have that, things always seem to go awry and we have problems. So I'll support it. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. Any further discussion or comments, Councilman Bell? There are no comments. So anyone else? No, City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Okay, thank you. I'll restate the motion to adopt Resolution 2024-34, which is authorizing city manager enter into an agreement with Regan Engineering PC for the construction engineering inspection services for the Captain's Bay Road Waterline Project. I'll request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman? Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 5 yeas and 0 nays, with this vote, the council has adopted Resolution 2024-34. This time we'll ask for council directives to the city manager. Are there any directives that need to be in motion and seconded? Roll call vote. Any directives? Hearing none. This time, the community input announcements. This is a final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements interested to the community. Anyone in chambers? Anyone on Zoom or telephone?
No one indicated that they would like to make a comment, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Having completed all items on the agenda, we are adjourned at 6:49. We are adjourned.
You're up by 4 minutes.
Damn.